Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about mineral concentration of forages. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, what types of minerals in the forage system are important for livestock production?
Amy, the nutrition of grazing animals is a complicated interaction between soils, plants, and animals. The performance health of grazing livestock is dependent on the adequacy and availability of essential minerals elements from pastures. From the forage and livestock point of view, minerals are classified in two groups, microminerals and trace minerals. Microminerals are required in high concentrations in the ration. The microminerals include calcium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. On the other hand, trace minerals are needed in the ration in low concentrations. Trace minerals include iron, zinc, copper, manganese, cobalt, molybdenum, selenium, and iodine.
And what factors affect mineral composition in the forage?
Minerals needs also tend to be area-specific, and factors like climate, soil type, forage species, agronomic practices, maturity, season, soil mineral concentration, dry matter yield, and the amount of type of fertilizer nutrients applied ultimately affect the nutritive value of forages for livestock. Seasonal variability can markedly affect the dietary intake of minerals as a result of changes in composition, such as the stage of growth, availability of pasture, and to changes in the moisture content of the soil. Forage mineral concentration is also affected by maturity. Generally, there is a rapid uptake of mineral during early growth and gradual dilution as the plant matures.
Now, how do mineral concentrations vary among legumes and grasses?
Mineral concentrations in forages vary more than do protein and energy concentration. Leaves had higher concentrations of minerals than stems, except for potassium. Legumes, on the other hand, are generally higher than grasses in calcium, potassium, magnesium, copper, zinc, and cobalt. In contrast, grasses tend to have a higher concentration of manganese than legumes and also molybdenum. The most common grasses to Mississippi are marginal to deficient in copper and zinc.
And how can mineral interactions affect their availability?
Many types of forage contain antagonistic effects that reduce the availability of minerals. There are many mineral-to-mineral interactions that increase requirements, such as high molybdenum to sulfur diets, increase the requirement for copper, and as the dietary potassium increases, magnesium requirement increases as well. In addition to a mineral interaction, there is significant interaction between minerals and organic constituents found in plants. Many organic acids may be present that have shown to reduce the availability of the forage minerals. For example, studies in Arkansas have indicated that forages grown in portulita amended soils had too little magnesium or copper, which would put the cows in danger of developing grass tetany or to suffer from copper deficiency. The combination of all these factors makes it extremely difficult for livestock producers to determine the actual mineral status of the herd, whether or not mineral supplementation is necessary, and the degree of supplementation that might be needed to meet the production goals.
So if there's a forage mineral imbalance, how would that affect livestock production?
Mineral imbalances usually might be deficiency or excess of specific mineral in soils and forages that have been associated with low reproductive rates in animal production among grazing ruminants. The ability of the forage minerals to meet grazing livestock requirements depend on quantity, which is usually the concentration of the mineral on the plant, and the bioavailability of those minerals, amount that the cows can absorb from the digestive tract. Although mineral concentrations in the forage might be adequate, the percent that is available to the livestock might be much lower. Mineral bioavailability depending on the various factors, including digestive tract interactions, mineral solubility, and digestive tract pH. Factors such as also low protein and high degree of lignification or reduced digestibility of the forages can also reduce total mineral consumption. However, simply knowing the animal's requirement is only one component in evaluating an animal's mineral status.
Thanks, Rocky. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.